Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapters on the various prohibitions as far as the body is concerned. In other words, making changes to the body, etc. So we start a new chapter today. Babun nahi an natfi shaybi min al-lihyati wa ra'si wa ghayrihima wa an natfi al-amradi sha'ra lihyatihi inda awwali tulu'ihi. The chapter on the prohibition of plucking out white hair from the beard and head and of a young boy, in other words, the prohibition of a young boy plucking out the first hairs that appear of his beard. So one is the first part of it, is plucking out white hair from the beard and head. Normally you find that initially when a person's hair starts changing color, then it's not something that a person is used to. So a person likes to pluck out those white hairs. And a lot of beauty in the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if a person becomes habitual, for example, of plucking out those white hairs, a time will come when he becomes so habitual, he'll pull out all his hair, because that hair is not going to stay black forever. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us beautiful advice, don't do that. Don't pluck out those white hairs. And a young boy was getting hair on his beard, for example. Now when he first sees the first few strands, he starts plucking it out. He's not used to it on his face. So here he's also being told that don't pluck this out. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will give you at a point, Allah Ta'ala will give you a full beard. There's no need for you now that the first hairs are coming, now you must start plucking it out. Plucking it out means to pull it out. So don't do this. So we'll do there a few ahadith under the section and then we'll give a little bit of explanation. An Amr ibn Shu'aib an jaddihi radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la tantifu shayba fa innahu nurul muslimi yawm al qiyamah. Hadithun hasanun rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi wa Nasa'i bi asanid hasana. قال الترميذ وهو حديث حسن. حضرت عمرو بن شعيب narrates from his father, from his grandfather رضي الله عنهم, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not pluck out white hair, because they will be a light for a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. They will be a light for a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Dawud Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, etc. This hadith is not contradicting the chapter we did before about dyeing one's hair, that we did, the person may dye his hair except the color black. So here this is not contradicting, because the person who dyed his hair still left that white hair. He's only changed the color of it. He hasn't plucked it out. So he's not contradicting this. So do not pluck out white hair, because they will be a light for a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. That day, when it will be extremely dark, and the light will be the nur that Allah Ta'ala will bless a person on that day. This white hair that this person had in Islam, this will become a nur, it become a light for a person on the day of Qiyamah. The wisdom of this prohibition are many, about plucking out this white hair, and for a young person plucking out the beard from his face, the first few strands that are coming. White hairs are a sign of old age and serve as a reminder of death in the year after. Allah Ta'ala is reminding a person that understand that there is some change taking place. See that change and understand you're on a journey, and the journey very soon is going to come to an end. And you're going to reach your destination where you're supposed to go. So understand, Allah is giving you these signs. One alim nicely said it, that these are missed calls. You know, when a person sees his phone, he sees 4 missed calls, 5 missed calls. So every time he's getting white hair on his head, missed calls from Malak al-Maut. One day that call will come through. So he's just giving missed calls. He's just reminding us that one day I'm coming. This is just a explanation one alim gave. A nice way to remember it. Every time he's getting a white hair on his body, he's getting missed calls. The time will come when it won't be a missed call, it will be a real call. So anyway, this white hair in Islam also indicates a person's steadfastness and righteousness during old age. Another hadith has it that one who grows his white hair in Islam, then in place of every hair, Allah will write for him one good deed, remove one sin, and increase his stages by one. This hadith is mentioned in Ibn Hibban. Further, on the day of Qiyamah, darkness will reign, however, one of the actions that will provide light and enter a person into Jannah will be the white hair of a Muslim. The first person to get white hair was Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he saw it, he asked in astonishment, O Allah, what is this? Allah Ta'ala replied, Waqar. This is dignity. Then when Allah Ta'ala replied, Waqar, Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua, Allahumma zidni waqara. O Allah, increase me in dignity. So it is not something to be ashamed of. Allah is giving a person dignity in this way. So this is not something we must feel shy about. Last hadith under this chapter, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa raddun, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who does an action which we have not commanded, it will be rejected. This hadith mentioned Muslim Sharif and Ahmad, Musnad Ahmad. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this as a general hadith, which will also apply here. What it means, one who does an action which we have not commanded, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, one who does an action which we have not commanded, it will be rejected. In other words, he's doing an action thinking it to be part of deen. And this is not something that has been brought in deen. He's doing his own action and he's thinking it to be part of deen. This is something that will be rejected. So what this refers to, any action which is not proven from our deen, our shariat, and which does not fall under the principles of our shariat, any such action will be rejected if a person is assuming it to be part of deen. All such bid'at and innovations are not accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and one who engages in them, thinking them to be part of Islam, will be taken to task for it. So therefore we must be very careful that we don't introduce anything in Islam. This is what we are told to do. This is how we practice it. We are happy to practice it. The understanding one day will come. Allah Ta'ala will give a person, if not in this world and in Akhirat, he'll see the beauty of the various regulations, various laws, various directions that have been given us, guidance that have been given to us in Islam. There's a light-hearted incident of one person that he started getting white hair. So he went to the barber and he told the barber, do me a favor, I want you just to take out all that white hair. Don't take out any black hair from me. Just the white hair that you see, take it out. So the barber looked at this person, says, I'll fix him up. So when this person sat there, the barber took out all his hair. He said, right, now you can take out the white hair from the black hair. I don't have the time for all that. So this person was left in astonishment. He said, you think we got time to take out white hair from black hair? He said, there's everything here. I'm leaving it in front of you. You could, the whole day you can carry on doing what you want. So this is a lesson for us, that one day all our hair will change color also. One day we'll also get old and we'll leave this world. And we have to go in the qabr. Nobody's going to get younger and younger and younger. The place of remaining young is Jannat. Person will hamesha ke liye, forever and forever a person will remain young, a person will remain healthy, a person will remain fit, there'll be no sickness, there'll be no grief, there'll be no sorrow, there'll be no poverty, there'll be no worry, only happiness upon happiness and upon happiness. Therefore, Mawlana Umar Parulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, used to say a very nice thing. He said, Ye dunya mashakkat ki jagah hai, that this world is a place of difficulties. Or qabar rahat ki jagah hai, and the qabar is a place for resting. You want to rest nicely, then that place for resting is the qabar. Or jannat maza urane ki jagah hai, and jannat is a place for a person to just get happiness and happiness and enjoyment. If a person is looking for enjoyment and happiness and ecstasy, that is jannat. Allah has kept it in jannat, hasn't kept it in this world. This world is a place of difficulty. The qabar is a place to rest, and jannat is a place to enjoy yourself. Don't look for the wrong thing, or don't look for the right thing in the wrong place. Person will never ever find it. How can he find happiness in a place where Allah has left difficulties? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.